And welcome back to Morning Talk on the Talk of Mid-Utah, KSVC 980 AM and 100.5 FM. Robert Lovell with you alongside a Porter Huntsman, and it's time now for our Radio Roundup interview. And today we are joined by candidate for Sevier County Commissioner at Seat B, Greg Jensen. And Greg, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. I've been excited to be here with you scheduling it over a month ago. It's been looking forward and a little bit nervous, but I'm looking forward to being here today.
Of course, listeners in Sevier County have had their ballots for about a week now and getting ready to, if they haven't already marked their ballot, still trying to figure that out who they're going to be. So, Greg, first off, just give us some of your background and why you decided to run for commissioner.
I'm about a 30-year resident here in Richfield. My mother grew up in Glenwood and have a lot of family here in this area. The reason why I'm running is I think there's kind of a three-tier part of people's lives. You grow up in a community, you raise your children in a community, and then you serve in the community. And that's where I'm at that position, where I can serve in a community. I want the residents of the community and leaders to be represented and listened to. And this seat is about the county. And I've learned that to help people, you do need to listen. I've been able to listen to every city and town council, every fire department, many other groups over the past couple months. And these leaders and people have been elected by you and need to be listened to. A leader leads and does not follow, and I'm ready to lead our county with changes that are needed, and I'll listen and be an advocate for you.
When you look at some of the issues that we've seen in the county, and this one's not just in the county, it's around the state and a lot of the country, that's housing. But specific to Sevier County, what issues do you see in housing, and how can those issues be corrected?
Housing, as you said, is a huge issue. Just yesterday in the newspaper, it talked about Utah rents. The average rent in Utah topped $2,000. And it's just crazy to see that amount. Snow College right now has a position opened for someone to help with student housing. And that position cannot be filled because that person cannot find housing. And it's just kind of crazy what we're dealing with. The one thing that we need to do is trust the people that are making the decisions in what I mean is local governments in our cities and towns. In meeting with these town councils, you recognize that each one is completely different with different needs. And we need not to have any top-down regulations and help them with any opportunity that they can do to help alleviate these issues. One of the other things that we can do with the housing industry is I have ran a home business for over 30 years of my career, and we can bring in high-paying jobs, people work from home to, you know, that have these higher jobs to or higher paying jobs to help them. It is a wonderful, wonderful thing that we can do to help, and it would help alleviate some of those issues. Another thing that leverage is key. Counties have resources, but so does the federal government. There's no reason not to leverage any of our local resources to go get state and federal monies. Jones and DeMille, for example, has a fund or a program called Fund Finder, and this app has over 57 different ways to find grants, incentives, and alternate fundings. And we have these innovative firms that know this and operate in this space. Whether or not we may like state and federal spending, commissioners have that duty to do the best they can with what they have with the resources of the county. This includes thoughtfully seeking matching money, making appropriation requests that are in line with the vision of Sevier County. And these resources are public, and we do a disservice when we fail to understand and connect with the economic development folks and at the state and federal level. Commissioners need to show leadership in that area and encourage our county economic development departments to be assertive in this and go after those monies. Our state budget is over $26 billion. And if we are not looking for those monies to help us in our local community and being extremely assertive in doing that, we're doing our community a disservice.
Now, you mentioned the economy there. We also want to get your thoughts while you're in today on the local economy and what can be done to encourage growth here in Sevier County.
I mentioned the one thing on work from home. I think that is one thing that we can definitely do. There are incentives for businesses to have people live in our area, working from home, working for them for a Wasatch Front business. And it truly is a blessing to be able to have done that for that long, to be a dad at your house, to watch your kids, to go chase them in sports or whatever. And there's so many wonderful blessings with that. The economic growth in our county, there's just so many things that we can do that we have missed out on. With the growth, some of the other things that we're dealing with is there are over 1,300 business licenses issued in our county. Each and every one of those need to be looked after, helped. Those are the people that brought us here. We talk a lot of times about bringing in businesses, but sometimes we forget about those who brought us here. And back to those fund finders, Jones and DeMille, with all those things that are available, we need to be looking at those. We do it a disservice if we're not finding, searching, looking, having legislation being up at the state building when those are in session to be bringing things here, especially these employers that are struggling at times. There are so many ways to help them, and those are one of the things that we absolutely have to do is be looking to help those 1,300 business owners that we have in our county. And that excludes, that's not even counting agriculture, which is a huge business which we have. And we need to be looking out for them, to help them grow. Can you imagine if we helped a third of them gain one employee? You know, there's 400 employees building our economy, and that is one of the things that we absolutely have to do. The other thing to help build our economy is we have a huge, incredible asset in our tourism industry, bringing events to our county. We have our Sevier Valley Center. We have our Sevier Valley Fairgrounds. We have the Black Hawk. And what's awesome about these things, when we hold those events, they usually do not provide, and we don't need to give those people an infrastructure. It's not an infrastructure issue. It's they're here for that event to bring in money. They stimulate our economy, build our tax base, and do those things which we're absolutely looking for. If we can also figure out a way to have our main streets open a little longer in the day, to have these people spend an extra 2 or 3 hours, spend a couple $100, $500 in our main streets, all those little incremental things will build our tax base to help build our economy.
You mentioned the main streets. That's something that we see. I mean, it's 6 o'clock and Main Street in Ridgefield is pretty well shut down. Is that just a matter of working with those business owners?
They are the individual business owner, and you can't say, hey, you need to stay open till 9. But if we have people here, they'll see an opportunity for more profit, you know, by having these people in our communities. And it's just, I think, one thing builds upon another. These events, you know, to have different things for them to do in our community, at the pavilion at the park, you know, just some different things going on the weekend so that these people are here longer, spending that extra few dollars to build our economy. Those are some things that we definitely can work on and help with.
Now, we've talked about seeing growth when it comes to housing, growth when it comes to the economy here in central Utah. But with that comes the difficulties of infrastructure and making sure we're prepared to handle that type of growth. What do you think needs to be done here to make sure that we are prepared?
Our infrastructure, as I've visited with several engineering companies and so on and so forth, our infrastructure is good. You know, we're doing okay. You know, it's something that always needs to be maintained. The one thing they did all, and it was interesting, they all mentioned this, they said there can be no emergencies, meaning planning. We have to make sure that whatever we're doing, that our plan is not tomorrow, our plan is 10, 20, even 50 years. We need to be looking to the future, and that especially in infrastructure planning, it has to be that way. Infrastructure can be funded by UDOT, general funds, and even new growth can do it in, with costs, you know, of, you know, new building and so on and so forth. And they have to be able to, you know, that is some aspects of that infrastructure and how it can be funded. But infrastructure, you can't get behind. It needs to be maintained. Infrastructure will be fine, you know, funded, you know, roads with class BNC road monies that come through, you know, with the paved gravel and dirt roads. And we need to make sure that those are always updated so that we get the maximum of those each time. And that's looked at a yearly basis. And we need to make sure we're on top of those things.
Once again, Greg Jensen with us, candidate for Sevier County Commissioner Seat B. Greg, we've hit on a few issues, but what other issues do you see in the county and your proposed solutions for those issues?
Some of the things that I've been thinking of that I have witnessed in visiting with so many people, just the other day you had Sheriff Nate Curtis in here, and he talked about senior protections, you know, of people. We need to make sure that, you know, whatever we see it on a national level of seniors being exploited. We need to make sure that we're protecting them. Our workforce is interesting. Our workforce age group of 50 and above is big. And so we need to be building that workforce of younger people in our community and building these events coming in, the work from home, and those things can help that. Another thing that I've witnessed and saw, especially in visiting with fire departments and search and rescue and so on with those people, is there are a huge amount of people in our community that volunteer. And these volunteers are incredible and awesome. And they need to be watched out and protected, and they need to be listened to also. There's a lot of things that go on that sometimes, you know, we look at and we forget just to stop and listen to these people that have done it for years and years and years and see what their thoughts are. And that is one thing that we need to be doing. Another thing that we need to be looking out after is our county is owned by over 75% is federally owned. We need to be so protected from federal and environmental overreach. It's absolutely essential. Those lands bring in tourism, events, agriculture uses them in grazing. We need to have access to these, not lose a single acre of any of these or roads. We need to make sure that we're protecting those things. It's absolutely essential to our county and its growth. Another thing that's been on my mind is a lot in this election has been talked about the Community Impact Board. And with the Senate Bill 111 that was passed back in March, we have an incredible blessing that our Community Impact Board will have a representative from Sevier County on it and continue for years. So if I am elected, that representative will still be on the Community Impact Board. That is not about the person on the board. It's about the county that it represents. And so there's some of the thoughts that I have with that.
Greg, as we wrap up our interview this morning, we appreciate you coming on and joining us. So give 30 seconds to a minute your elevator speech as to why people should vote for you.
I guess I could just say join in with the delegates at the Republican convention that was elected by you, our county residents. That evening at the Republican convention, I received over about 65% of the votes that evening. And I'd say join with them. You have your ballot sitting there in front of you. I want you to vote. I hope you vote for me. I think that there are some things that we can do to help our community, things that can help our growth. A different set of fresh eyes is always a wonderful thing. And I think I have that enthusiasm, and I think I'm the right person for that job.
All right. Once again, Greg Jensen running for Sevier County Commissioner Seat B. We'll have this interview for you up on our website as well at midutahradio.com so you can go back and listen to each of these Canada interviews. Greg, thank you for joining us and good luck with the campaign.
Have a great weekend.
All right. There we go. There's our Radio Roundup interview for today.